Yeah, it's hard to argue with the simplicity and the reliability of Glock. I mean, we have a joke on the range that, you know, people that can't shoot their Glocks accurately, well, you probably got one that was made on a Monday after the World Cup. But, you know, the one defective Glock, they're fantastic, and my G17 is my go-to war gun if I ever needed to. But, you know, that whole thing back to the 320, there is something to be said for potential. My understanding is that the way that that action works is that the striker is fully cocked, which is one of the reasons they get such a nice trigger pull out of it, whereas the Glock only partially cocks the striker, and it doesn't have enough energy to detonate a primer if it drops prematurely. And when you actually do pull the trigger on a Glock, that actually cocks the striker the rest of the way before it releases it. So, to me, there's something to that, and I think that SIG has really handled it all wrong, and it sounds like they might be reversing their course on that a little bit, but it might be too late for them.